All right.
I understand.
We're men. Yeah, we're going to eat it right out the container.
And he's the biggest homophobe ever.
I'm not the biggest homophobe. I just grew up in New York, so I do a lot of paws.
A lot of paws and what was it?
Are you familiar with paws?
No, what is that?
You don't know the paws game?
No.
It's almost like that's what she said, but for things that are gay. So someone's example. Like say for instance, like let's say you at a barbecue place and you eating a sandwich made and they'd be like, yo, I need more meat. They'd be like, pause.
Oh, like how people be like, no Diddy or Diddy.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah. All right, cool. So you know how the game is played. Let me just do not disturb so we can get into it. Mm-hmm. And just like that, we right back. Welcome back. Another episode of Verbal Gunplay Podcast. It's your boy, Danny De Niro, a.k.a. D-Money.
It's L Double the Golden Lion. What's good? And today we have
I'm Kina.
Special guest.
So didn't you have a question about the name? Was it Flea Cakes?
Well, yeah, I didn't.
So you said it wrong.
No, I was asking. I was wondering if it was fly cakes or flea cakes. Because wasn't that like a word the kids used back in the day? Like flea was like kind of like fleek almost.
No, I think.
Remember
it was
that? Fleek. Like my eyebrows on fleek. Y'all
remember? Yeah, I remember fleek. That fleek.
Yeah,
but not
so
fleek.
That's what I was.
Not
yeah,
fleek.
That's
what, flea was like running away.
Flea was a, not that kind of flea. Nah, flea was like I swear flea was like some sort of term. Like flea? Like so I swear somebody I seen somebody in New York be like, yo, I'm flea. I'm something like that.
Bro.
No.
Nah. I cannot.
Nah,
recall.
I never heard that.
Dang, that's crazy. Well. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome.
We usually start this with a new guest. We usually like them to tell a bit about themselves. So you said your name. You're here based in Dallas. Have you been here long?
I'm based in Fort Worth. I've been here 2.5 years.
Okay.
By way of what?
My husband's military, so I bounce around a lot.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So we've been around everywhere. But yeah, I've been in Dallas 2.5 years.
Okay.
Fly Cakes, the name comes from my dad. Mm. My dad's last name and my last name is Fly.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't think nobody gonna steal that unless they family. So,
right.
Then also my cakes are fly, so I make custom cakes.
I see that.
Not your little Walmart baker, not your little grocery store, Kroger, Sam, no, none of that.
Okay.
Custom made.
Talk your shit.
Yeah. I make cakes for all occasions, birthdays, baby showers, weddings, anything. I want to be geared more towards hyper-realistic cakes, which is like, this mic, I can make the cake look like this or that. Like, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah. I've seen that like online. Like, people make cakes that look like a person.
Yeah, and then they
start to deform it with a knife. And
yes. Look like a piece of chicken.
I love. I want to do more food related.
Those are so like creepy looking to me. Like, I seen one the other day and it was like, it literally looked like a full size baby. And then to watch somebody come out with a big old knife and start to cut into the head, it was like, It was kind of cringy because I'm like, oh, you're killing the baby. Like,
I'd be mad at the food ones, man. You give me like a plate of what looked like, you know, shrimp or some shit.
Yeah, I've done
and
cakes
this fucking
like that.
Cake. I'd be mad as hell.
Okay, so you say you moved around a little bit. Okay, so is Fort Worth? Do you think that's like home? Like,
no.
Are you still playing on the show?
Military. We're going to end up moving.
Oh,
we got,
wow.
Like, maybe one or two more moves, and then we'll be done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got a lot of military family, so I know how it is.
I thought like, when you're in, like, the military, they kind of, like, they have you, like, pick a location, and for the most part, that'll be, like, your base.
No?
And, I mean, yeah, for, if you're talking, like, what's the people, the reserves, yeah.
Okay.
Where they go once a month.
He must be like moving up in ranks. That's probably why it's a lot of moving.
Mm-mm, just military period. Active military.
That's just how they do
move
it.
Around. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And it sounds like he's gonna have a nice little pension plan. And then, you know, you got this going, so
you're
gonna be all the way set. Nice. So, what made you get started with this making cakes?
I went to culinary school.
Okay.
But it was more so for a personal chef where you call, I don't feel like cooking, da 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 da. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be that, but we military moved to Germany.
Okay.
Don't know a lot of Americans over there, can't yeah. speak German.
Right, right, right.
So started baking and just making stuff, seeing it or whatever, and one of the neighbors asked for something specific and took it to work. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, oh my God, who made this? I want this. You know how to do this? And I'm like, nope. And they're like, okay, we'll hear. And so in baking, I'm self-taught.
Okay.
So yeah, it started in Germany and started making cakes for people there. And then we moved to Alabama. And okay. I was like, okay, well, let me start this thing up over here. Mm. And started working regularly and then starting getting my name out there where I had to stop working and just focus on cake stuff.
Yeah. And you had to move because of the military.
Yeah. I mean, it's been military the whole time, but then moving from Alabama to Dallas, having to start over.
I was going to say, so, like, I would imagine in today's digital age, you can probably maintain your clientele online and possibly ship, but I'm sure it gets kind of tricky with bakery because you can't really ship everything. Like, you can ship some cookies, but you don't want to ship, like, this highly detailed cake because... Right.
They be throwing them boxes around.
Yeah, I'm like, you're going to get one of them temporary UPS guys just kicking the package on them.
I had a cake delivered once from San Diego.
Yeah.
Like special. It was like from a courier service, though, not just a regular delivery. Okay. I mean, it came, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It was edible.
It was like 90% still intact, but there's still definitely some damage to it.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between you eat a cake within the first few days of it being made and within like a week or so, then it's been like in these ice packs or whatever to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
It's just not the same. Yeah. So even if they overfreeze it with the ice packs, you still can't eat it as soon as you get it. You got to kind of let it thaw. If you ever froze something, especially a cake, and then let it thaw, that extra moisture throws the taste all off. So, and plus, cakes is one of those things people kind of don't want to, you know, get shipped or whatever. So I understand how you move to another place, you know, the clientele just doesn't come with you.
If you're not there, then. Now, they do have something called goldbelly.com that ships, like, stuff from all over. I'm trying to get on there. So Goldbelly, y'all need to pull the application. Holler at your girl so I can ship these cheesecake salads. But yeah, they ship like pizzas, like from everywhere. Now I haven't tested it, but sounds cool.
Okay. Oh, see, maybe they got the logistics, all that figured out.
Yeah, they do.
So when I look at something like this, right? You said this is a cheesecake salad. I've never heard of this concept before.
Yeah.
Where did you even get the inspiration for something like this?
I think I seen something online. I don't remember where. It was in Alabama. I don't know if somebody else, another baker was doing it or one of those baking groups. But I seen it on there and just tried them one day. And it's just a... Every time I do them, somebody's like, I never heard of that. What?
Yeah, because when you showed it to me, I'm like, I'm checking it out because I'm like, that's interesting.
Yeah, but, I can see, like, when you look at it, why you would call it a cheesecake salad.
No, it does supposed to have green grapes, but, you know.
Just for the extra, extra saladness.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And you can also replace with any other fruits that you want. I have people put different stuff in there.
Okay.
I have different flavors. You can do peach cobbler. You can do sweet potato. Turtle, cookies and cream.
I'm the non-black guy on the podcast. I'm darker than him, but I'm the non-black one.
Oh God!
Because you're talking about all this stuff I don't eat, like sweet potato, peach cobbler.
Just saying because it's around Thanksgiving.
I'm the guy at Thanksgiving. We're like, ooh, where's the pumpkin pie?
Oh.
And all the black folks look at me like. Pumpkin pie.
I mean, I can do pumpkin pie.
That's why you asked me, did I eat peach cobbler?
Yeah, that's why I claimed it.
I see now.
Yeah, I don't. And you know, I've never even tried it, honestly. But it just.
What? That's your problem.
Somebody made it. I just never tried it.
No, it's just one of them things. It's like, okay, I love peaches, right?
Okay.
A peach cobbler is different.
But then when I look at a peach cobbler, I'm like nothing. See, I'm like I'm an aesthetic guy.
Oh.
Like it has to look appealing to me. It's the same reason. Don't hurt me. It's the same reason I don't eat collard greens. Never tried it. No, that's a lie. I did try it the other day. I got suckered into it. Somebody was like, try this turkey. And I guess it was it was like some collard greens inside. And I was like, well, it wasn't bad, but it's just
No, I don't like it.
Those ads also, collard greens especially, comes down to who makes it because there's so many different ways you can prepare
it. That was my first time having collard greens, like a little bite. It wasn't bad, but it's not something I'm going to the menu like, let me get some collard greens. Like, I don't need to spend the block on that.
Yeah, I usually mix mine anyway. I eat collard greens with some. I usually don't like just eat straight collard greens, but I only probably have collard greens maybe twice a year, if that. So that's usually a Thanksgiving, Christmas type thing, and that's it.
Right. So, so you drew your inspiration off this when you were down in Alabama, and you said business is picking up now to where you had to leave your job. Yeah. Is it like that right now? Like you're full time on this?
Since moving to Texas, I haven't really had to get a job because of cake stuff. I mean, I had a Amazon package job where you pick your own schedule type thing. Fetch. The
Flex.
I don't know if y'all.
I heard of that. Yeah.
Amazon where you load your car with the packages and deliver. So I did that maybe the first year of being here. But I still was doing cakes. But now, like, the way I plan my cakes weekly, like, I don't really have time for a job. So it get me by. So
you on back order?
Yeah. So I'm no, not like that.
Oh, okay.
No, I ain't popping like that. No.
Not because you got the fly cakes, you got the website. I was checking it out. Yeah. I mean, everything looks official.
Yeah, because I'm aesthetic. Like, I want my stuff to look like, dang, yeah, somebody official made my stuff. Like, I want it to look a certain way. I'm all about things being a certain way. So, yeah.
So is your husband supportive of your business?
Yeah, yeah. He's supportive. He shares. And he helped me with the reels. We had a, I think that was my first viral reel. I did a reel with him. And it was just a voiceover.
No.
And
like he did the voiceover?
No, it was something that I picked out of.
You clicked, you took an audio clip and added your video. Yeah.
And it took us one take, and I think it got like 1.2 million views.
Wow.
Damn, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep that rolling.
Yeah. And that's what, like on your TikTok or something like that?
Yeah, it went viral on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. It only went viral on Instagram, but it still got a lot of views across all of them.
That's what's up. So how many subscribers you got on there?
No subscribers.
People be looking. Yeah, but you got to do like...
I got followers.
Okay.
How many followers on like your different platforms?
On Instagram right now is at 21K. Facebook is at 41K, I think. And I don't know about TikTok right now.
Look at her. She all humble.
I know.
Over here, big time numbers.
Because the way you say it, I'm thinking I'm going to hear it from
Steve. Honestly, having the followers don't matter to me. I mean, I love that people like my stuff and admire it and like watching. I love that. And I love to see other bakers like have that inspiration and ask me questions or do cakes like that I helped them with. But it's like, you know, I'm like y'all say, I'm humble. It ain't like, I got these followers. No, I ain't like that.
Can you convert those into paying customers?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather have the loyal paying customers over the followers. I don't care if I got one follower. I'm still going to do my thing. And I'm still going to, you know, pop my shit or whatever.
Right.
You know, one or 1,000, like, I'm cool. Like, I'm still going to do my thing.
Okay.
You know what I think? Is like right up your alley with this. You'd be like a great tutor.
You think so?
Yeah, because you have the vision and the imagination to make creative items. I think if you had like a class of some sort for like up and coming, like bakers and chefs and whatnot.
People ask.
Yeah, that's some kind of big classes. People do stuff on their own in Texas and Dallas. A lot of people make good money making little events. And we know other women that make events and put stuff together that could definitely help you with the logistical part.
Okay.
And maybe add, like, we know chef people, we know workout people, we know all kinds of people. I can put something together, we can link y'all up and, you know.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Yeah, I have people ask all the time, but I'm so shy. I'm like, I don't want to stand in front of no people. And then if... like a one-on-one work cake where they got to ice in the cake and I go, okay, you got to turn it like this. Just scoot over. I got you. Like, that's what's going to, that'll be me. So, but yeah, I would love to get out there more and just, you know, stop being shy and stuff.
Yeah. I could definitely see you, like, in the preparation of all of these, like, you know, have your husband or somebody assisting you making, like, little videos of, like, the beginning to the finished product.
Yeah, you know,
cracking some jokes, because you look like you got some personality on there as well, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good look for you. What do you think would be, like, the, you know, because I'm sure all this was a learning curve. You've had your ups and downs. I'm sure you've made your fair share of mistakes. I mean, that's how we all learn. Mm-hmm. What would be something that, like, a key piece of advice that you could give somebody that is in this field or wants to be in this field, that way you can help them overcome some hurdles you might have already overcome?
I don't know. Just be genuine. Mm-hmm. Be genuine. If you do have an issue, just work it the best as you can. Keep your cool.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Just remain positive and take that time to yourself and work on your business. Mm-hmm. If it take you all day, all night, if you feel like you're not doing enough, you are, you know, just because you sitting there scrolling on Facebook, you don't think you doing nothing, but you come across a comment, somebody need a cake, tag yourself, you working.
Yeah.
So never get discouraged. Don't let other people discourage you. Mm-hmm. Don't let followers, social media discourage you. Do your thing. Just because you see somebody else doing something, you feel like you can't do it, you can.
Okay. I'm gonna ask it the same thing in a different way.
Yeah.
So tell me this. Since you've been doing this, what's the hardest obstacle that you've had to face, and how did you overcome it? Because I know you said be patient and all that. Like, what is the thing that tested you the most in this field where you thought, oh, man, I don't know if I could even do this,
and you honestly got through it?
Yeah.
Black people.
Talk about it.
Keep it 100.
Black people. I hate to say that, but black clientele make it hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's always a stigma.
Uh-huh.
With black owners, like, oh, y'all always got attitudes, or y'all got this, mm-hmm. y'all got that. Yeah, we got an attitude because y'all be getting on our nerves. Okay. Like,
yeah. You don't have to name a person, but just give an example. Like, what's a couple of things that black people do? Because I got a couple in my mind.
As far as ordering, like, cakes?
Just things that you run into. Like, for example, I'm sure as a black owner and a black person comes to you, the first thing they go is, yo, what's up with the hookup?
Oh, no, I don't get that a lot.
Or whatever you're charging is too much.
Yeah, I get that sometimes.
Or
hookups, I just be like, you buying something?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got something for your boo?
Have you ever, because you do custom cakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so have you ever dealt with, you made the cake exactly as they wanted it, and then when they see it, you know what? I don't like this. Like, can you do this like this? This is what I really wanted. Like, yeah, because you laughing, because I'm sure you've had that a few times.
Plenty of times. Probably once a month at this point. Probably once a month.
Because they see something online and show you the picture. Can you make this? And you make it, and they're like, it don't look like this. It's like, well, that's a $10,000 cake. And you paid me $100, so what do you think was going to happen?
Yep. I get that all the time. I had a client wanted a black heart cake with glitter.
A black heart? Like, literally like just a black heart?
Yeah, okay, like a cake. It was a heart shape, but it was black icing.
Oh, okay.
And it had, like, specks of glitter.
Oh, that sounds cool.
And the way it looked, it just had a few specks of glitter around it, like the sparkle.
Okay.
And to get that look, you have to do your camera light a certain way to make it pop.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did that.
Okay.
You know, I've done plenty of heart shapes with glitter, black icing, you know, mm-hmm. do it in my sleep. Super simple, super easy. Put the glitter and stuff on there, put the words on there, send her a photo. She's like, that's not what I asked for. That's the glitter on there. I hate it. It was like a rainbow speckled glitter where it had, like, you know that, you know how people have jewelry on it has that purple and
it
has that tang to it or whatever. It had that.
Okay.
Because I used a certain type with that black on that. if I would have put, she wanted silver. She was like, that's not what I asked for. I wanted silver. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. But I did it this way for a reason.
Right.
The silver that you want that I'm going to put on there is going to look like I literally, like, splashed silver on there. Like how this mic looked fuzzy with the stuff on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It will look like that against silver against that black is going to look crazy. But all right. Mm. So I did it. Mm-hmm. And it literally looked like I did put the glitter in my hand and said against the cake. Yeah. It literally looked like that.
Yeah.
And so I sent her the picture again and she was like, okay. And I said, what's wrong with it now? And sent it before I knew it with a little face because I knew what the issue was.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hey, can you call me so I can explain to you that the glitter I used was mm-hmm. because that's what's in the photo? Like, and she's just like, no, I didn't like that. Last year I had a pink one and it had this kind of glitter. And I'm like, well, that's pink and this is black.
So right.
And it's going to look different, yeah.
Yeah, so it was just a misunderstanding. I lost out on some money. It was a misunderstanding or whatever, but.
Did you, though? I don't think you did, because sometimes not all money.
She still got the cake.
I was going to say not. Oh,
did you say still got the cake?
Yeah, she still got the cake. Her mom picked it up.
Oh, okay.
Her mom picked it up.
You didn't make it pay for it at all?
She paid the deposit, but she still had a remaining balance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it wasn't a wash then, right? You going to get the deposit. That's the least cost of goods, right?
Yeah. So I'm just like, are you still? I ain't want you to not have a. I'm not the person to be like, well, you ain't got no cake for your birthday. Like, you still have a cake for your birthday. You might not like it, but I'm sorry, you know. And I should have known better. It says spoiled brat on the top. So, like, I should have, you know, just took the time to.
She told you what she was and who she was.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, sometimes you don't do things. People want something a certain way. And then when you try to explain it to them professionally, they don't really understand what you're trying to say because they don't do it.
Right.
So it just be misunderstandings like that. That's hard. But back to the black people, it's just, it be little red flags. They want a big cake for two people and got $20. And then they want to be mad when you tell them no.
Be for real.
Like, yeah, you better go to Kroger and get that sheet cake.
You can't even get a box of one of them like chocolate donut packages for less than $20 nowadays. Yeah. Like the same stuff that was like a couple of dollars when we were younger.
Yeah, you could get it like a basic cake from Kroger for like, but even those are like $25. So
yeah, asking somebody to make a custom cake for $20, even just a custom cake for $20 sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, you know, for me, I never mind a person asking help, you know, ask away. But when you say, nah, I can't do that, it's going to cost more. Mm-hmm. When if you start talking shit afterwards, that's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, you can always ask, like, hey, I got $20 in my budget. Can you make this for that? You'd be like, no. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your time. Should be the end of it. Yeah. And you'd be like, nah, you charge too much. You know, your cakes ain't even that good. What you doing over here then?
Yeah. That's, like, why are you
that's how they be.
Yeah.
First of all, you know, I got fly cakes. That's why you at my front door.
Yeah, I get it. Like, I ran a business for some years, and actually, I can't even. It wasn't even the black customers that was the worst for me. It was a certain race, people that love the bargain, and I would actually raise my prices so they could bargain me down to the regular price, and they would feel good about it because all they want to do is feel like they got a discount. But black people, they always want some sort of hookup or something, especially if it's somebody I knew. Mm-hmm. If somebody I knew, that suddenly, you know, they'd be like, oh man, I need you to fix this for me, like for free. I'm like, bro, I can't do it for free. I can charge you the cost of the parts or whatever, but I can't do it for free. And even then, that's only if it's a simple repair. Some people come to me, something super complicated, and I was like, nah, it was a repair business, fixing cell phones and game consoles and stuff. And if it's something simple, yeah. But if it was like really hard repair, be like, I gotta make something. Yeah. So same thing, if they want you to do some 4-layer cake with all the stuff on it, be like, yeah, just charge me for the materials, whatever. You're like, nah, that's a lot of effort with that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be a lot.
Right. Yeah, because it's really no benefit to you unless maybe, I guess, you could like use the content. Like if you're gonna do like a freebie, you know, per se, then at least get some content out of it. That's one way of paying yourself, you know.
I've had that happen. Like, had somebody wanted a cake, did the cake, wanted to pay cash.
Okay.
Which was red flag number one. So I didn't get a deposit, made the cake, and they gave me a specific ad. They said it was Grand Perry, So okay. I'm like, okay, cool. That's close to me.
Yeah, it's not too bad from
Fort Worth. So when it was time to get the address and, well, when it was time to go, I wanted to confirm that they were there before I left.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
So they never text until 2 hours after it was supposed to be dropped off with a different location way in Dallas somewhere.
Oof. What the heck?
So the drop off was at 12. I let mm-hmm. them know I was ready at 10. They didn't answer until 2. With an address in Dallas. So at this point, and then I ain't got no money. I'm not finna answer you back. I never text back. Yeah. So like 2 days later, they text back and was like, hey, are you gonna bring the cake?
What?
I cut weird. That cake up and made content from it.
Yeah, that's weird. That's almost like a setup, but they's gonna catch you in the parking lot and snatch that cake.
Okay,
up.
You think I'm gonna steal content from you?
You crazy. Think they would do that over a cake?
Niggas would do a lot of things.
You think? I yeah. had somebody want to pull up on me about some cupcakes.
What?
Was like
people ready to crash?
Yeah, you got
to
tell that story. Okay,
yeah, people story. Ready to crash out over some pastries.
I had a client wanted cupcakes next day. Mm-hmm. 24 cupcakes. They wanted photos on the top of them, but they only sent me 22 photos. So okay. they left me 2 cupcakes open. So you know, did it? Put the photos on there. Left the 2 cupcakes open. Can't really do they cupcakes. Mm-hmm. Sent the photos and they like, oh, I hate it. They look dry. And I was like, oh, but they not though. Like, and I was like, person. Well, what do you want me to do to them? Like, what's mm-hmm. up? Well, can you add some gold? Can you add this? Can you add that? I'll pay whatever. We good. You know, do your thing. I'm going to tip you. We cool. All right, whatever. I said the reason I ain't do much to them because they're for a guy. So, you know, I don't want to put too much gold and this and crowns. And,
right.
You know, it's
right.
for a guy.
Plus, they didn't ask for all that. So.
Yeah. And plus, it's easier to add than it is to subtract.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
You add too much to it. Now, if you got to take stuff off, you got to just do a whole new batch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she was like, I'll pay whatever. I'm going to tip you, da 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 da. So I'm like, okay, cool. Added the gold, sent the photos.
Mm-hmm.
It still was an issue. I forgot what it was. And then she asked how much with the extra fee.
Mm. Okay.
So at this point, I'm trying to make dinner, you know, my nerves. It's 100.
Yeah.
It's 100. Because you was already paying 60. Mm-hmm. I done added gold. We done did this back and forth real quick. Mm-hmm. It's 100.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh my God, I didn't agree to that. And I was like, ma'am, you said you'll pay whatever. What do you mean?
Right. He says about what, 24 cupcakes?
She hit you with a counter offer at least?
So I did it.
Oh, okay.
I mm-hmm. was like, okay, we can do 75 because 100 for two dozen cupcakes is crazy. We can do 75.
I don't know if it's crazy in this day and age. I mean, they are custom. They got photos printed on them and everything. Yeah. So it's about, what, roughly a little more than $4 and some change per cupcake.
Yeah,
that's technically but I want it to be that's technically.
Yeah, if you go to a cupcake place, that's how much it is.
Yeah, $4
a cupcake.
That's reasonable. So
I want it to be, you know.
Yeah.
Since we had to do all this, so I ended up telling her I think 75.
Mm-hmm.
Still was an issue.
That's a steal. Mm-hmm. That's a family only discount.
That's only $15 more than the original price, right?
And mm-hmm. then it's gold. Like stop.
Yeah.
So. She still had an issue and was like, that's not what I said. I didn't mm-hmm. say I was going to give you extra. I was like, ma'am, yes, you did. I said, can you just please come on and come get these cupcakes? Like, I'm cooking. I got stuff going on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
come on. And she was like, she hung up the phone on me. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, I'm doing something anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever. So she ended up calling back. I'm like, yes, ma'am. Well, I don't understand, and you added stuff, and I told you you did not be doing that, and you said you could have added it, but it wasn't for no girl. I said, ma'am, you talking in circles. Are you on your way here?
Right.
To pick these up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I ain't, you know what, I ain't need, my sister got all these followers. I said, ma'am, I don't care about your followers. I know everybody in Dallas. I was like, okay, that's cool. Tell them I said, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, you ain't finna... So I think I ended up hanging up on her.
Right.
So she called back and was, oh, my God, why? Now I'm finna pull up right now. I'm finna come right now. You sent the address. I'm coming right now.
Okay.
To pick up your stuff? Yeah. Cool. I said, you finna fuss with me over some cupcakes? It ain't nothing for me to scrape that icing off and use it for something else, boo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's cool. Like, are you coming or not? Yeah, and then it got to a point where I was just like, ma'am, don't worry about coming. That's when I hung up. I was like, you don't have to worry about coming. I'm not finna fuss with you. Don't come. And I hung up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when she called back and was like, nah, I'm finna come right now. She never came. Mm-hmm. I had to deliver the next day.
Hmm. Wow.
Wait, you delivered them the next day?
Yes, to somebody else, her sister.
That's crazy.
Which is a very great client of mine, I believe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's some good that came out of that exchange.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Black people, we got to do better.
I got stories about cakes for you. It's crazy.
I bet. Yeah. Anybody that's doing something that's like in a service type business, dealing with our own folk, is crazy. And how they be switching up.
Real quick.
I didn't say I wanted that one. Yeah,
like, yeah, I didn't say that.
Yeah. Right. So what's an example of a good exchange with a white person?
A good exchange with a white person. Let's do a good exchange with a black person first. Oh,
okay.
And what do you mean? Like, oh, were they like,
yeah, well, like
tip me or something?
No, like where it was like a positive outcome, like the positive experience. Well, most
of the transactions that go the way they're supposed to, I would suppose.
I did have a lady who was pretty hot about something, and then she ended up leaving a really good positive Google review.
Okay.
And she come back all the time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so she came in hot and you was able to spin it around and won her over.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Like you know that you have great service when you can, you know, because sorry, black folks. But we get very extra and animated and angered, boiling point.
Yeah, we talked about this.
When you're able to bring somebody all the way down and then they feel like a friend afterwards.
Yeah.
That's an achievement.
Yeah, you know? She's a good client now.
Yeah. This is Xbox. Be a little bloop, bloop, little achievement pop up. Damn, a little corny joke threw off what I was about to say.
You know we should do?
Yeah.
We should make you taste this peach gum.
Hey, pause.
Spoon like you don't taste it.
Having you eating peach cobbler pause?
I didn't even notice you did the pause.
Don't look me in my eyes saying,
oh gosh,
we'll make you taste this peach cobbler.
Bro, stop.
So this is a cheesecake salad.
Nah, what? Don't get that peach cobbler.
No, I mean this one.
Nah, I mean get this. You said you had never even tasted peach cobbler before. We got to guess. Don't be disrespectful.
If you don't like it, you don't like it. You ain't gonna hurt my feelings. Cause he gonna eat
the invitation. You're damn right about that. So, okay. Yeah, come on, dog. Okay, come crack, on, crack
it
dog. Up.
If you don't care for it, that's your taste.
This is gonna be my first time. This is history right here. I'm gonna try some of this peach cobbler.
Make sure you get this crusty part.
Yeah, get crust, and then it's cake in there.
Mm-hmm.
And
get all the
ingredients. You know, because this is considered like a black delicacy, so you got to make sure I eat it the black way. Because I got clowned when I went to somebody's house to have some gumbo, and they said, "Where's your juice?" And I said, "What do you mean?"
Because yeah,
I had the seafood and the rice, and they was like, "Why is it so dry? Put some juice in there."
Yeah, you got to get all of it.
So this
real good
right
gumbo, you can't even skip that shit dry.
So this section right here, that's good.
Yeah, there's some peach in that.
So something like that.
Yeah. Get sorry, cake, peach.
There's a peach in there. Yeah.
It's probably not enough cake, but that's cool. All
right. First time ever, peach cobbler. This is a live reaction.
Yeah. Get it in there.
Pause. This guy, man, come on.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I taste the peaches.
Okay.
Peaches
okay.
is good.
Taste that cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get it on this.
Taste the cake in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not bad at all.
That's good.
Yeah.
Peach cobbler, nigga.
Yeah. Well, my first time trying it, so.
See?
Well, thank you for trying.
The key is you don't want to get too much peach.
See, you messed up. You messed up, but oh well.
Oh, because I double dipped? This month.
No, you were supposed to, for your first scoop, you were supposed to try mine because you ain't going to be able to come back.
I thought
you scooped that in this.
No, I already ate.
Well, I don't care, man.
Just use a piece of the napkin and scoop it somewhere.
It's all good. I'm not a germaphobe.
Oh, okay.
He's a savage.
She is. And that shit rubbed off on my kids. So I'll drink something. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, oh, Dad, you drink off my drink. I'd be like, you're literally my child.
I can't drink out the kid.
I just can't. I can't drink milk after another person. That's gross. But everything else.
Mm-mm, I can't do the kids at all. Kids be having all the loop.
So shout out to my old coworkers at Junior's in New York. This is my first time having cheesecake since I worked there.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't care for cheesecake. You like cheesecake?
Well, see, what happened was when you work at a cheesecake restaurant.
Some white chocolate in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. In the cheesecake salad, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Mmm. This is good. Thank you. It tastes like a, cheesecake salad is a perfect name. Same. But what is it? It tastes like a, similar to like a fruit cup salad is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Like the texture of it and everything is very salad.
It tastes like a fruit cup salad with cheesecake.
And I love cheesecake too.
That's the best way that I can explain it to you guys.
What's in this package?
But it's
just napkins.
It's just napkins. Mm. This is great.
Thank you.
Sorry, we don't have any food to offer you.
No, you're good. Yeah, I want.
Did you already grab a napkin out of here?
No. It's only one napkin.
Yeah. It's only one. You're good.
I think I used it to just wrap the.
No, we got napkins.
I didn't know it was going to be too
big. We got napkins in the kitchen. It's all good.
Just rip it out. Well, y'all don't need all that.
It's like you eat more. It's good, huh?
We're full blown production here. You know, we got bathroom, we got kitchen, and all that. We're going to make some dinner for you if you need it. No.
So these usually come in a jar, you said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I got Thanksgiving's coming up. You got any Thanksgiving specials? Anything you making for any special cakes? Anything set up for Thanksgiving?
I do have a Thanksgiving menu. It's just simple stuff like peach. I do the basic peach cobbler, banana pudding, the pies.
I didn't hear you say nothing about no pumpkin pie.
I said pies.
That's because niggas don't. Never mind.
That's included in the pie family.
You make pumpkin pie?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Listen, there's.
I don't have some black.
She gotta feed the white tongues too. I got a white tongue.
White tongue. That's gross.
What? That sounds crazy. I got a white tongue. I mean, I do like seasoning and stuff, but yeah, I got.
I don't know pumpkin pie.
I know it's
no, not seasoning on the pumpkin pie.
No, I'm saying pumpkin pie kind of bland.
You know what it is? It's with a glass of milk.
Just stop, bro. Just stop.
What happened? I said something wrong?
It's a glass of milk.
Pumpkin pie?
That's crazy.
That's like, damn. No, that's not the combo? Oh, I'm sorry. Alamo with a little vanilla ice cream on top.
Just, I don't know. I don't got nothing to say.
Damn. Shit, hold up. I dropped my street cred card.
He was dead serious. He said, what, a glass of milk?
I thought he was going to say something.
Oh, shit. Woo.
So wait, when y'all have sweet potato pie, what y'all eat?
First of all, we fucking, sweet potato pie. Yeah, I don't have no damn pumpkin pie. Sweet potato pie, I've had it with ice cream on top. My daughter likes it that way.
A la mode, yeah.
Yeah. As far as like what I drink with it, I don't really drink nothing. Definitely not no fucking milk. But like, it's usually with other things. I've had it with wine. That's pretty good, actually.
Wine and sweet potato pie?
Red wine and sweet potato pie?
Mm. I never heard of that either.
Yeah. Well, I would drink wine and then whatever the fuck is around. It don't matter. I'm not actually pairing the two. But
you know. I don't think I've ever seen you drink wine before.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. I mean, you just because you don't buy wine. You always a liquor.
Anyway, we ain't going to get into it.
He was offended. He said, what?
Alcohol?
Oh, he got alcohol, but I've never really seen the wine. He probably busts that out for his like special guests. The niggas, he'd be like, yo, the fucking Tito's is right there. That's how he'd be.
Well, because wine, they have like their, like, for example, red wine is for like the steaks, mm. like the dark meats, and then the yellow wine. Is that what it is? Yellow? Oh, no, white wine. White wine is for like the
yellow.
White wine is for like the, that's what it looked like. It looked like piss in a bottle. But white wine is for like the seafood and stuff, mm-hmm. like that.
And then I got dessert wines and all that.
Cooking wine.
What would dessert wine be? Like Moscato or something?
Mm, no.
I don't really like, get like
stuff that
pair
with desserts. Like it's really sweet, like a sweet
wine. Oh, so like a Moscato.
So you can get a white or red, I think, in dessert wines.
I'm more of a red. What about you? You're red or white wine?
I like both. I prefer red. They say red is good for your heart or something, mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, same. I don't really like Moscato. My wife likes that. Even the smell of it like gives me a slight headache almost. I just don't like it.
It's like Hennessy. Like you smell it, it's like, oh, that's Moscato.
Yeah, it's very distinctive.
That's quite a nose. Like,
yeah, you smell it and you like, that's Hennessy. Hennessy has a smell, a certain smell to it. Y'all ain't noticed that?
Yeah, Hennessy does. Jack does.
You know, I try not to even drink Hennessy, honestly.
See, because
I stay away from that brown shit.
Mm-hmm. Hennessy, to me, I feel like I'm cooning when I drink Hennessy.
Cooning?
Cooning. Like, I feel like I'm like portraying as a nigga when I drink Hennessy. What?
So first you like pumpkin pie over sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
Now your specific reason for not drinking Hennessy is because you feel like
you get real
cootie.
Niggerish.
It's because of what it symbolizes.
What are you talking about?
Because
everyone
it's like
Hennessy.
What you saying, like watermelon and chicken to black people? That's
what
you're saying?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the chicken and watermelon of liquor.
I don't think Hennessy is specifically
it's like all black people liquor. Like all
amongst black
people
we talk
Hennessy.
About it, but overall everybody drinks Hennessy. If you go to the liquor store, everybody buys Hennessy.
White people with a Hennessy bottle in the section.
Might not have the regular Hennessy, but they might have the XO or something like that.
Oh, well, that's a different type of Hennessy. I'm talking about that cheap Hennessy.
The regular Hennessy.
Yeah.
The hen dog. That's
that hen dog. That henny thing is possible.
Woo. Well, they drink like Fireball and Crown
and
like Maker's Mark, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, black people are starting to get away from the dark liquor, I've noticed
tequila.
Black people are moving towards tequila that Reposado. Every time I go out, it's Don Julio Ectifulio with the liquor on top of the head. Like, what does that even symbolize? Like, what is this, like Sims? Like, you gotta put the little icon above your head so they know what you're doing?
They just saw somebody do it. They thought it was cool, so then they copied it.
It's
you
like
know
the money
is.
To the ear thing. Yeah.
I always
had
that.
Oh, the money to the ear.
Sliding down your arm, the money down your arm thing.
Oh, yeah. You should do that with like
a bunch
the
of
cupcakes. You just roll the cupcakes down your arm.
I'm so clumsy. Them things would fall off.
Or have a cupcake sideways, like or a bunch of them.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, we outside. We outside. You see, we do this. Start gangbanging with cakes.
Yep. Join the Fly Cakes gang.
Gang, gang.
It's that red velvet blood.
Boo.
So do you see yourself, because I know you're doing this all by yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see yourself, like, especially with you moving, possibly setting up a franchise type of setup?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, teaching people your product using the brand. Because
franchising is expensive, though, man. In order to do that, like, you have to get certain licenses. It's pretty expensive.
Yeah, but she getting money. She out here in these streets. You getting bread. Come on. She's just humble. She humble. Come on. You out here millions of views, all these followers.
That ain't giving
she
me
ain't
the,
getting a dollar
that's
a view.
That's not give me my money. That's not giving me the money.
She got the reels down. Look, give me my money.
I'm still a little broke.
I thought once you start getting a certain amount of views on the IGs and the TikToks and all that, if you got the professional account, they start to pay you.
I get paid on Facebook, but that's from like statuses and stuff from people commenting. That's why you see other people always stealing statuses because they want people to comment under their stuff to get paid. So that's why they take it from somebody else's page instead of sharing it, because they want the people to comment under theirs. They get paid for that.
Gotcha.
So I don't post statuses like that like I should to get that interaction.
Yeah.
But TikTok, Instagram, I got all them followers and views, but no, I don't get paid.
So if you get paid off the engagement, when you have these little fallouts with little cakes and stuff like that with orders, that's when you post that picture, and then right below there, I'm gonna pick a random person who comments and likes to give them this cake for free.
Oh.
And then now you got all them followers, everybody's they come flying in and cake pay for itself.
Sometimes, yes. But most of those followers don't live here. So that'd be another issue.
It's okay. Box it up. Send it to them.
See, that's different. Now they don't want to pay shipping.
Mm. Yeah, so now she got to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, if they're far away, just give them a cut of the cake.
No. That's like giving a sample.
What's wrong with samples?
They free.
Oh, you were trying to sell it to the person. Yeah, I was saying just give it away because it's already made. Yeah,
that's true. I've had a whole big old cake where I've given it away to a family.
I was going to say this for work, but I don't think it's going
to
make it.
Yeah. I've given like a huge cake away to a family, which I don't mind that because I'm going to throw it away. So if I give it away, yeah. But purposely something free, no. Mm-mm.
You said it was a huge, that was the biggest one. What's the biggest cake you ever made?
So I had a person who wanted a cake that to look like an eagle head. Mm.
Like the bald eagles? Like
yes.
Okay.
And I was very confident that I could do this because what I say, I wanted to do these realistic cakes. So I'm mm-hmm. very excited to do it. Long story short, my eagle looked like an owl. Mm. It looked like an owl. Mm. And we all was disappointed.
Really?
Yeah, she was very, very nice about the situation. Mm. Very nice.
Was she white?
I believe so. I don't know. I don't think she was.
There's black. My example of a positive experience.
Yes. No, I don't like how you're equating whiteness with goodness, my brother.
That same scenario, had that been a black person?
Boy.
They would have been up your ass. I'd be
sensible. I'm very sensible. If I make you some shit, if I order an eagle cake, the only way I'm going to be upset is if you give it to me and you don't say nothing. I'm going to be like...
Yeah, I like to send photos beforehand.
But if you send a photo and I'll be like, I might be talking shit with my wife or something, but what I'm going to communicate to you is going to be polite.
Yeah.
But okay, it's not really what I was looking for.
Yeah, and that's what she was like that. And I had time that day to take it all off and do it over the way she, like what we agreed on after. But I think she was more so disappointed. She was just like, nah, I'm cool. She said, you fooled me two times, baby. Which I can understand that. So it just was, I just put it in the freezer.
You have a picture of that cake still?
Yeah.
Practice, that's all it was. Just call it that. It's practice.
Yeah, I gave it to another good client of mine, her and her family.
Did you call it an owl cake?
Yeah, I told her it looked like an owl. It was in the freezer.
You said, this is October's very own OVO?
Oh, God, you're on the wrong night.
Yeah, I'm still disappointed behind that. This was like 3 months ago.
You gotta what is this, the 47 minute mark? You gotta send me that picture so I can
put it right there on the
video.
Please.
So you audio listeners, we're about at the 40-something minute mark. If you wanna go to the YouTube video to see what this eagle cake looks like.
Yes, please. Because I plan on making like a TikTok about it.
Yeah. But this was early on, right? I imagine.
No, this was like 3 months ago.
Oh, shit.
This was recent. The people, if they see this, they finna be like, oh, she's talking about me. Yeah. All of these are recent.
Any stories, names, or anything like that that seem like it might be you? It's all just fictitious. This is just all story time.
If it was you, man, my fault. If it was y'all, we done had our differences. I said sorry, we good.
If the cake applies, let it fly. Fly cakes?
Yes.
Bars. He still got it.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna add that to my memos.
Okay. So before he stepped on it, so you wouldn't think about like expanding? Because you obviously only could be one place.
Yeah. I kind of like being a home baker. Okay. I kind of like the comfort of that right now. But I do want to do a food truck. But not necessarily cakes. It might be desserts like this on the specials or something like that.
Yeah.
But you know how the ice cream trucks go mm-hmm. around. I want to go around with my little... Might do cupcakes or something. Mm-hmm. Go around with random desserts every week to different neighborhoods. Like a weekly mobile dessert.
That's a good food idea.
Truck. If you had a food truck going through the neighborhood, what would your theme song be?
I don't know. I ain't never thought about that. I don't know right now.
On the spot, give me a jingle.
Oh, you got the makeup
one? I got a makeup one?
Well, we know Mr. Softy.
So, like, no. I don't know if I can make up one. Y'all going to have to listen to Meg Thee Stallion coming down the street or something.
Oh, dang. ass. You want them twerking to your
kicks? No. I mean, like, you know, some of her songs are motivational. It ain't got to be about the twerking.
I want to take a dark turn.
I don't know. What would be my little jingle?
I got to do it. You see, it's on my brain. You said some of her songs are motivated. Which song is...
Let's not get into the Meg thing. You're a Meg hater?
No, I like Meg. But you said her songs are...
She got, the anxiety song about anxiety? That Traumatized album. Whole Traumatized album. Okay.
Do you, like, listen to Meg at all? Outside of, like, whatever...
The older stuff.
You only know the radio hits.
No, the older stuff. Oh, mm-hmm. I listened to, I forgot the name of the album, but it was like Newspapers in the background.
Okay.
Like during the pandemic. Like that's when I was listening to her. Then when all that stuff happened, I left her and the other guy alone. Oh. I didn't want to be involved.
I didn't want to be involved, right?
Because I felt like you're picking a side if you're listening to one.
You can listen to both.
Yeah, you can listen to both. Yeah,
or neither. True. I guess you chose the neither. Huh?
I chose the neither. Although I did like WAP.
Oh, God. Why? Because Cardi on it?
No, I think it's a good song.
Oh.
That's me, though. I'm weird like that.
I'm glad I have my headphones on, man. I smack it all into the microphone and shit. I can hear it from over here, but I don't got headphones.
It's going to be in the mic.
I apologize, listeners. I'm just letting you know how good this... You see, I can't put the fork down. I just got to keep eating. Yeah, no, I'm one of those guys. See, I like, you know what it is for me? I don't like when she makes music that I can't ride around to. Like, there's a lot of Glorilla songs, for example, I can ride around to. Maybe even one or two Sexy Red songs.
I mean, that's all artists, though, I feel like.
No, I'm talking about female artists. Like, I like women when they make a song that I can ride to by myself. Because some women's songs, if you by yourself, sound crazy if you listen to it.
I mean, you can listen to what you want to listen to.
What you mean?
Because you by yourself.
I'm just saying some.
I guess I'd understand.
So you listen to WAP by yourself?
I sure did, but we all did. So it was during the pandemic. We was all inside.
I don't think I ever purposefully played that song. It was always either in the background or the radio or something like that.
I purposely played it.
I'm not even sure if I heard the whole thing all the way through. I watched the video, so I had to have heard it all the way through. Yeah.
Every guy watched the video.
I was going to say now. I'm sure you haven't seen the video.
That video is like SportsCenter. You could just put it on mute and watch it.
Oh, my God.
yeah, you could.
Don't even need to hear anything.
Wow.
That's why y'all like the song. That's why you like the song, huh?
No, I think it's a really good song. Mm. But you're right. I do like Cardi B a lot. I like her Money song. I like her... She got a few... I like her track two. Is it Drip on her album? Something like that.
Come Blue Drip.
Yeah. And she got a lot of good beats on her song. Same with Meg.
I'll be honest. The only female rapper, there's two, that I listened to over and over again on purpose was recently is Doechii. I played her album like a lot. It's actually real dope. And then Rhapsody. Mm. That's it.
Who's your go-to female artist?
Janae Aiko.
It's not a rapper.
Rapper? Oh, I don't know.
But as far as music goes, yeah,
that face was like, I don't like rap.
I like
music that touches me.
That's interesting. That's your go-to artist.
Yeah, I love Janae.
When you said it, and then I'm like, I can see it now.
She's got that emotional, chaotic pixie shit going. You like that, huh? Yeah.
I like Janae. I seen her last year at Coachella.
Yeah,
it was a very soothing set, especially when she does like the little sound.
Sound bowls.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Had me out there in the field just listening. She's like, close your eyes.
I said she know everybody out there on Molly or some shit.
Yeah, broke my whole train of thought because I'm like in my zone and all of a sudden here go Big Sean. You know, I'm like, what?
He came out
and turned up. I'm like, hey fam, I was relaxing.
Right. Take it slow.
Yeah. Janae Aiko, I like her. Okay, so you wouldn't, you just do, so that brings me back to what I said, that, yeah, you'd be good to, like, build, like, an army for this kind of thing, like, training. Yeah, so, because you like to just do it to yourself, tend to yourself for the most part. Yeah,
I don't mind maybe having classes for other bakers and stuff to attend, because, like, I have a couple of girls that text me and be like, oh, my God, how I do this? And I'm, like, available to them all the time, and I'm cool with that, like, that personal.
Yeah, that's what I see. That's what I see what you're going to end up doing. You probably don't see it for yourself, but I see it for you.
Okay.
You're gonna get fly cakes to the point where it's so big that you have no choice but to hire and train people. Because let's be real. When you go to the store, them little grandma cookies, you think grandma really made that? Nah.
Yeah.
The grandma company got people to make that stuff because it's in demand. Same thing with Miss Fields cookies. You think Miss Fields in the back there? No.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure everybody know that shit, though. That shit's in a little seal package.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. You're going to get your branding and everything to a certain point to where it can travel, whether it be local or expedited to a greater outer reaches. You know, maybe you might start to extend towards Houston and Oklahoma, you know, stuff like that. But I definitely see that. I see that for you because you're going to get... You're on your way. You're going to get too busy.
Thank you.
And you're going to want your peace of mind because it's going to be only so many black folks you're going to be able to handle. You're going to have to, you're going to have somebody in there run some interference.
Yes. Yeah, I hope so.
You're going to have to throw the husband card in there like, hey, watch how you talk to me. Talk to me nicely. My husband in the military now.
Speaking of which.
Pull up on you.
Have you guys thought about like where you wants to move in, like what city you wanted to settle in?
Probably... Go back to Alabama, where I built
my clients. That's where you liked it the most?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and Dallas will be my number two, if, you know, because it is a big area. I've had a lot of great opportunities here, like, so.
Dallas, I could see. Alabama, I'm not following.
Like where in Alabama?
It was North Alabama, so, like, we was, like, 20 minutes away from Tennessee. It was Huntsville.
Huntsville, okay.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. All right. A little closer to some civilization.
Now where the racist folks
A lot of black folk there.
Yeah. It was a mixed crowd.
Mm. There's a college up that way, isn't there?
Yeah, Alabama A&M, I think.
Yeah, you know, nice country, southern hospitality folk.
So for Alabama to be number one, you got to give me some of the cities you've been to.
What, in Alabama?
No, because you moved around a lot. Oh, where some of the cities you've been at that didn't make your top two?
Washington State, we lived out there. Mm. North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
We were overseas in Germany.
Okay.
We traveled all over there. And then Alabama and Dallas.
Okay. All right, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah.
Because if you would have been saying some cities like L.A. or New York,
Dallas
Philly,
has been
the
most major city that we've been in.
Okay.
Now, I can see you going to one of those major cities and not liking it. You get lost in the sauce in those places.
That's
how
I feel.
And the cost of living goes up.
I feel like if you was in a place like L.A. with this kind of stuff,
you'd
be out of here.
Yeah.
And then especially if you started to go down that lane of, like, infusing them.
I do that, too.
Ooh, girl, you supposed to leave with that?
Yeah, I do all that, too. I can cook with it. I can bake with it, all that.
Y'all hear that?
I make butter, salt, sugar.
She got the regular versions and the infused versions. Yeah. So you can go to this level or you can go to this level. It's really up to you.
You can be fly or you can be fly, okay?
Mm.
You can...
Mm.
Insert the ballin' sound clip.
You should definitely hook her with Bella and that little fucking infused dinner type shit that
we
do.
Yes, I meant to go to her elevated tea party a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah, I missed that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to one of her, was it the dinner?
Mm-hmm.
It was like an infused dinner.
Yeah, that shit
was one of the... I'm going to give you a little quick small play-by-play how it went down in my world. Because I took a gummy before I went there, right?
Oh gosh!
So I'm in the Uber, right? Because I'm responsible. I know I'm gonna, if I'm already under the influence and about to go somewhere and get more under the influence, let me take an Uber. So anyway, I hop in the Uber, and the guy in the Uber is like obviously going through like some kind of crisis because anytime it was raining that day too. So anytime somebody calls somebody and they answer the phone yelling at them and then just throwing the phone, like this was all going down while I'm in the back seat. Like he's just like, didn't I say I'll call you in like 20 minutes? And he just threw his phone at the door and just kept driving. And I'm sitting here like, right, at this point, the gummy's kicking in. It's raining outside, and this guy's driving like he's Fast and Furious. Like, I'm a little nervous, you know? So finally, I eventually make it to this place, right? Go in there. It looks like they're still kind of about to be done setting things up. They're like, oh, yeah, you and your date sit right here. Like, literally, because they had a live instrument player, saxophone player, something like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, literally, as soon as I sit down, the music plays. And then they just start serving stuff. And it was like, it was surreal. Like, I felt like I was in a movie. Yeah, because it's like, as soon as I sat down, like, all of a sudden the beat dropped. And I'm like, oh, dang. And that's why I was just walking up. Like, oh, yeah, here's this and this. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And here's this, drink this. I'm like, oh, my goodness, what's going on here? Like, so it was, you know, it was a great little experience. Yeah, but, yeah, that would definitely be a good little collab for you. I can see that.
Yeah,
definitely. You have anything?
My experience of that was completely different than yours.
Oh, good. Give your experience.
Since it was raining that day, like you said, and I live in a hood, the power went out because they don't give a fuck about us. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I have kids. We supposed to make dinner, leave them some food, and then we was going to go to this dinner thing, me and my wife. Power goes out. Now we can't make the food. I feel guilty leaving the kids and stuff by themselves with no power while we go out to dinner, obviously. So I called them up, told them I'm not going to be able to make it. However, because, you know, again, I like to do polite business is the best way I like to call them. So I didn't call them and tell them I'm trying to get more money out of them or get my money back. I was like, could you make mine and can I just take it to go? Is that okay? And they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. I'm sure they were good as long as I wasn't asking for my money back, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I go there, pull up. I'm there before him. We go in kind of together. I'm behind him and his date, and I'm sitting, like, over by the kitchen because they're supposed to be, like, making my food. But there's, like, a way in which they were serving things in waves. Mm-hmm. So they didn't give me my food. I was there for, like, how long was I there? I was there for, like, an hour.
About an hour, bro.
They actually gave me my food. But while I'm sitting there, because they're so... The people are so nice. I'm getting like unlimited mimosas. I'm getting extra sides.
Okay.
All this shit while I'm sitting there. It was a good time for me. And I was like, all right, I got to buy. By the time I got to leave, I'm like double tipsy. I'm like, you know, I've had a couple of sides that are infused. I've had probably like 6-7 mimosas. I mean, you giving them to me, I'm taking them. Every time my glass is empty, someone's like, you like another one? Yes, I would. And then I just had to take it to go in the rain, and I brought it home to the wife, and we ate basically in the dark under, I guess it was a candlelight dinner. It's pretty nice. In the dark, and the lights in the bedroom, ate that shit. It was good as hell, even though it was, you know, separately from the other thing. Mm-hmm. So it was a little different. It was supposed to be a night out for me and the wife. Didn't turn out that way, but we still had a good night.
Yeah,
it was a night in, though. That was sweet.
Yeah.
See how romantic it is? Yeah.
I mean, nigga been married for a long time, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, how long y'all been married?
14 years.
14?
A long time, like you said.
25?
You been married 25? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a long time.
She said, you shitted on my long time.
Boy. Now, 14 is respectable shit. Anything beyond 2 or 3 nowadays is a record.
Yeah, this is true.
I know a couple of them got married and divorced. I'm like, bro, y'all were dating for longer than you were married. But
yeah. It be like that.
How long were y'all dating before you got married?
Well, we went to high school together, so it was just
high school sweethearts. I mean, it's like in the movies.
Yeah.
You got the white picket fence at home and everything.
I mean, they move all the time. You can't buy a picket fence in every city.
Nah.
Where in Fort Worth do you live?
In the hood, ghetto. Off Cook's Lane near Edville, East Chase Parkway.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
I don't know anything about Ford. That's his neighborhood.
A new little subdivision back off in there.
Yeah, I know.
But the outside is a little
so you
ratchet.
Go off of, what is that? I think it's the 287 going towards Fort Worth, or is that the 820?
I'm on right off 30.
Well, let's not give.
Oh, you coming out the. Oh, okay. Go. I know exactly.
Yeah, let's not give the listeners directions.
Ash is a dope-ass taco shop over there. Anyway, my bad.
I don't want to freak you out or nothing, but true story. In the past.
Yeah.
We have
people stalking people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll be getting stalkers.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Millions of views. Like, what the? You heard.
It don't even be followers.
From dudes?
Yeah.
Dudes are so weird online. Yeah. I hear all these stories. They be like, did you think that's going to work? Does it work? No. Like, what are you doing? But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That should be crazy. Then he quiet. You a DM shooter. Huh? That's why you're very quiet.
A DM shooter?
What's that? A DM shooting your shot.
Like, hey. Or just hard.
What's up, big head?
Yeah.
Well, I'll slide in a DM, for example, like, to get a guest on the podcast.
I mean, you have to. Yeah, you know, it's like you got that number.
But you mean like an intimate, reaction or something? Yeah,
you see
like
something
that?
Online, a girl's cute or whatever, and you're like, hey, now.
No.
In the DMs.
Me showing interest if I hit like on your post.
I mean, but that's what internet is for, that to like,
everybody does,
like photos. So
no,
how,
okay, so like what I'll do is I'll like 5 or 6 photos. Mm-hmm. So if I do like a staggered thing of likes,
mm-hmm. That's me saying
hey. So if you slide in my DM after that, then we own the cracking. But I'm not gonna slide in that person DM.
Sometimes the notifications be, you know, by the time they get to them notifications, them little hearts meant to be gone.
Not meant to be then. My thing is, I'm all about. So I feel like in today's world, everybody's real quick to screenshot stuff.
That's true.
So the last thing I'd want to do is message somebody, like for example, hey beautiful, how you doing? I'm Danny. You know, screenshot that shit and post it. Look at this. Bum ass nigga in my inbox.
But you ain't do nothing wrong, though.
But that's my fear, is somebody is just going to screenshot it and just try and out me, even though I ain't even do nothing wrong.
If you know you ain't do nothing wrong, that might get you some from somebody else that was interested. Because you exposing me to the other bitches. Now what?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's true.
I feel like that's not how that works.
It's true. It could
people
work that way.
People sleep like that. Like, oh, she outing him. What he look like? Let me. You know, we nosy. They tapping on profiles. You might get a DM or that. Two.
Y'all are nosy. Like, let me look. Oh, what, he cute. Oh, he look got nice. What? I know
see,
what you're
exactly.
Talking about.
Now you got somebody else in the DMs.
Yeah. You know, I do got that milk chocolate thing going on for me. No, I'm playing. But you have anything?
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah. So
finish off this peach cobbler.
Yeah, go ahead and finish off your peach cobbler. And did you have anything you want to close with? Drop your social tags.
Oh yeah. Y'all follow me add to the followers. No, I'm just playing. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all under Fly Cakes. Instagram has Fly_Cakes. TikToks is Fly Cakes. Or you can Google me. I'm also on Google. I'm on BBB. I'm official, all that. Just type in FLIE Cakes. Mm. Even if you put FLY, I'm popping up.
Mm, okay.
So this phone number on here, is this your cell phone?
That's the my business line.
Ooh. Like a real business line or like Google mm-hmm. voice number?
No, it's a real business
dang.
Line. Where I get a monthly bill.
Dang. She out here stunting on y'all. Get it together.
Yeah. Taking care of the taxes and all that, huh?
Mm.
Yep.
All right. Flycakes.com. Like she said, FLIECAKES.com. Miss yeah. Kina, I appreciate you coming out today.
Thank you so much.
I feel like this meeting was one we were trying to put together for a little bit, but we made it happen. We made it happen finally.
Worth the wait.
It was worth the wait. Definitely worth the wait. Look, y'all know I don't even be finishing stuff like that. Look at that. Look.
Mm-hmm. All gone.
You ate it that fast.
We got him to taste some peach cobbler, too.
Don't point at me talking about tasting peach cobbler.
What's wrong with that?
He's a guy. She can tell me that, but not
okay.
you. So, and on that note, you guys, as always, thank you for tuning in. And in my best Braxton impersonation.
Braxton.
Ha ha ha.
Oh, God.
Like I always say, Jamie, like, share, subscribe, and comment. This is Verbal Gunplay, and we out.
Bro, what the fuck?